Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn your Bibles, please, to Philippians chapter 3. In verse 8, the Word of God says, I count everything loss. Now, when I count everything loss with God, it doesn't mean that I lose. God is funny in the way that He works. I win by losing. God adds sometimes by taking away, and He takes away by adding. God is kind of funny that way. But with God, you can never lose. So I just consider everything to be lost, and then in verse 10, it tells me why. That I may know Him. The most important thing to me, the apostle is saying, is that I would get to know God. That I would know Him, and then it says, and the power of His resurrection, which is talking about the power, the fullness, and the energy of having God's quality of life. Remember, we rose together with Christ. So when it's talking about His resurrection, it's also talking about us being raised together with Him. And then the fellowship of His sufferings, and so on. But here's the point. We count everything lost, that we may get to know Him. Why did Jesus come? Well, people say, well, He came to save our souls and to forgive us from sin, and that is true. He did do that. But there was a point behind it. There was something, a purpose and a reason. Even behind that, God sent His Son to die on the cross for me, to take away my sins for a reason, and the reason was so that He could have a relationship with me. He wanted a friendship. God wants a friendship with you. This is His big purpose for your life. Everything that happens in your life, in one way or another, even though I may not even understand how it works, that doesn't matter that I don't understand. Eventually I will. But everything in your life is for the purpose of you and God being friends. God wants a relationship with you. In James 2:23, Abraham believed God and he was called a friend of God. This is how we develop that relationship with Him. Abraham believed God. Abraham believed the things that God told him, even though he did not understand how it could possibly work out. But he believed God. God told him things that seemed absolutely and utterly not only impossible, but frankly ridiculous. But Abraham believed God. Why did he believe Him? Because he had a relationship. He had a friendship. God gave a promise to Abraham that seemed impossible, but Abraham, because he had a relationship with God, because he knew Him, he was a friend with God, he knew that his friend would do anything that he said, that his promises were good. And even if the promise didn't seem to make any sense at the time, Abraham knew, because he knew God, because he had a relationship with God, that whatever God said would happen exactly as God said it. If I want to have a very fruitful, very rich, very exciting and satisfying life, it'll come by having a relationship with God. It's possible to be a Christian and not have a close relationship to God. The fact that I'm born again, that I'm saved, that I won't go to hell when I die, that means I'm a Christian. But even if I have that, it doesn't mean that I know Him very well. He saved me because I believed Him as Savior, as the Son of God, so He saved me because I accepted that from Him, but I still don't have to know Him. It's like this. Sometimes you'll see this in school, and adults do this at times at work also. they'll do like this secret Santa thing. And you buy a gift for somebody in the class, or you buy a gift for Christmas for somebody at work. You just draw a name out of a hat. And you don't even have to know the person. And that way everybody gets a present. Well, the fact that somebody gave you a present doesn't mean that you know them or they know you. It just means they knew who you were and that they were going to get you a present and that you were going to accept it. It can be like that with Christians too sometimes. We know who God is. We know that Jesus died for our sins, that He is the Son of God, which makes Him God. We know that He loves us, and we know that He gave us a gift, and that gift was to save our soul from hell, to forgive us of our sins, and so on. The fact that He gave a present doesn't necessarily mean that I know Him. It just means I accepted His present. But God wants to do more than give us a present. It starts there, but He doesn't want it to finish there. God wants us to have a friendship with Him. God wants your company. God wants your friendship. God wants you to hang out with Him, if you will, even though you can't see Him. How does that work? Well, I'm aware that He's there, even though I can't see Him. For example, I'm aware that the air is there. If I move my arms around, I can feel the air even though I can't see it. Well, it's kind of like that with God too. I know that He's present. There's evidence that He is present, but I can't see Him. I live in that awareness. I keep that in my mind. God is here. He is with me. He is in me. He will never leave me. He loves me. And I'm aware of this all the time. And now I'm in His presence as though a friend of mine were sitting in the room with me. And that means that I can always talk to Him. And it always means, because He is a friend, that He'll talk to me. There was another guy in the Bible who God called His friend. In Exodus 33:11, God spoke to Moses face to face, the way that a man speaks to his friend. You see, that's what friends do. Friends can spend time together quiet and be happy just to be together, yes. But there's also going to be times when friends can be chatterboxes. Have you ever gotten together with a friend and maybe you haven't seen them in a month? Or maybe the summer's gone by and you finally see them again, perhaps at school. And you're talking and you're excited to see them and you're telling each other how your summer was and what you did and what happened and who you talked to and where you went and so on. And you're very excited and you're a couple of chatterboxes. Well, you know, sometimes God wants you to be a chatterbox with Him. God spoke to Moses as a man speaks to his friend. Sometimes God wants you to talk to Him, and so He can talk to you also. God wants you to be a chatterbox, and He'll be a chatterbox with you. It's amazing when you learn how to talk to God. At first, it's a little bit surprising because it's not something you can hear with your ears, but you have more ability to hear than just with your ears. It's nothing weird. It's not a feeling. It's nothing like that. You'll recognize it when it comes. But God wants to talk to you, and He wants you to talk to Him. He wants that relationship. He wants that friendship. He's looking for it. As a matter of fact, that's one of the most important reasons why Jesus came, was so that He can develop this friendship with you. In 1 Samuel 3:4, God called to Samuel, and Samuel said, "Here I am." That's what God is looking for. Hey, Samuel, here I am. Now, Samuel was just a little kid. He was about 11 years old when this took place. Some people say a little bit younger. Some people say he might have been about 7 or 8. We're not entirely sure how old he was, but we know he was just a little kid. You are never too young to have a friendship with God. By the way, you're never too old to have a friendship with God. There is no such thing as an age limit. There's no such thing as a minimum age to have a friendship with God. There's no limits on friendships with God. When Samuel was a little kid, he didn't know the Bible. He didn't know a lot of things because he was just a little kid. He was still learning. He was still at the beginning of his life. And there was a lot that he would learn through his life. But the first thing that God wanted in Samuel's life was a friendship. God started to talk to him and Samuel talked to God. And they would have these amazing conversations, and some of those conversations are told us in the Bible. But he would have these amazing conversations with God. God would talk to Samuel and Samuel would talk to God, and they would go back and forth because Samuel was one of those guys who was a friend of God. God wants you as a friend. He's not asking you to be anything super duper. He is asking you to be just the way you are. And just the way you are is how God wants you to be as His friend. He doesn't want you to get super fancy in your speech. Sometimes people talk to God and they talk with the English language that they used 600 years ago. Go figure. And they'll say words like thee and thou, and they end their words funny, that thou mayest. That's the way they talked 600 years ago. God's not interested in that. God is interested in a friend. God is interested in somebody who will tell him their thoughts and to whom he can give his thoughts. God said about Abraham, shall I not tell my friend what I'm going to do? And God told Abraham the things he was going to do because Abraham was a friend. Well, you know, people of all times, it's not just Abraham's time. People of all times, some of them have always been his friend. Some people, God just talks to them and God tells them what he's going to do. And again, it's nothing weird. It's nothing emotional. It's nothing that sometimes people get very strange. They tell themselves, nah, I'm going to hear from God. And then they have a thought in their mind. They said, oh, this thought must be what God said. No, it's not how it works. You never have to struggle to hear the voice of God. If you're wondering, was that the voice of God? The answer is no. Why is the answer no? Because Jesus said, my sheep will know my voice. You don't have to try to know God's voice. You don't have to wonder, was that God's voice? No. If God is speaking, you will hear him and know it. If you're not sure, it wasn't God. God said, my sheep will hear my voice. Now, that being said, it still takes a little while to get used to his voice. Because his voice sounds a little bit differently than the voice of people we talk to. His voice is not something that we hear with our ears. It's something that we know in our hearts. Now, you may or may not have had that experience. If you grow in the Word of God, eventually you will have that experience. But continue growing in the Word of God. If you do so, it will come. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about when. Don't worry about how fast. It will come because God is the one who wants a friendship with you. If God wants it, it will happen. God is the one who wants a friendship with you. So God is going to turn you. That's a part of his plan, to turn you into his friends. The Word of God says in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. Now, when you say that, you might be tempted, you might not, but you might be tempted to think to yourself, well, I have to be on my knees with my hands together and I'm praying all the time and I never stop. That's not what it says. Praying is simply talking to God. The way you would talk to maybe somebody sitting in class next to you, or the way you would talk to your best friend, just talk to God. Now, you're not always talking to your best friend, even if you're sitting next to them. But you're always aware of them and always able to talk to them and always willing to hear from them, no matter what's going on. Well, that's the same as praying without ceasing. You talk to God always, you never stop, and even though you may not have words going to Him, you're always aware that He's there, you're always aware that He might talk to you, and you're always able to talk to Him. Proverbs 17:17 says that a friend loves at all times. Well, God is your friend. As a matter of fact, God's the best friend you'll ever have. It's a very good idea to develop this thought in your mind that God is your best friend. He really is. God really is your best friend. And He will act like your best friend. Well, a friend loves at all times. That means God will love you at all times. Good or bad, doesn't matter. Happy or sad, doesn't matter. Things are going well, things are not going well, doesn't matter. God will love you at all times. Why? Because He's your friend and He wants you as a friend. As a matter of fact, in Jeremiah 31:3, the fact that He loves you draws you to Him to get you to develop a friendship with Him. That love of God is important in a friendship. Really, this is true among people too. You love the people you are friends with. If they're not there, you're sad about it. Why? Because you love your friends. Well, God is like that too. God loves having friends and He loves you as you are His friend. Now, He'd love you even if you weren't, but that's a different expression of love. You can enjoy the love of God when you're His friend. And when you're not His friend, those people who don't believe on that, He still loves them and He wants them as His friend, but they don't get to have the benefits of being loved by Him. You do, because you're His friend. John 15:12 says, "This is My commandment," and this is Jesus talking, "that you love one another as I have loved you." That's what God commands, that you love. Now, love is not an emotion. Love is patience and kindness and not thinking evil things and not being envious of people and things like that. It's not talking about emotions. Love is not like. You can love people you don't like. You can like people you don't love. God is not talking about liking. God is talking about love. He says, "This is My commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Then in verse 14, He continues, "You are My friends if you do what I command you." That means if you receive the love of God and you let it flow out of you also, then God will call you His friend. And then in verse 15, later on in the verse, He says, "I've called you friends, for the things that I heard from My Father I made known to you." I call you friends because when I know something, I'll tell you about it. I'll share My secrets with you, God says, because you are My friend. I'll share what's going on because you are My friend. I'll tell you what I'm thinking because you are My friend. I'll tell you what I'm doing because you are My friend. I'm telling you what I've been involved in because you are My friend. That's how it works with God. God always wants a friendship with you. God wants that relationship. He wants to be your friend, and He wants you to be His friend. That is one of the best things in the world. That is so much fun. There is so much joy. It makes you so happy when you have a real friendship with God. And everyone can have it. Absolutely everyone can have it. And God desires to give it to you if you will let Him. Be a friend of God. Simple as that. Be a friend of God. Why? Because God is a friend to you. And He's the best friend you can ever have. You guys understand? Well, that's it for today.